Please turn in the front of your hymnary to page 33. This is Martin Luther's explanation of the Lord's Prayer from his small catechism. And let us read responsively the second and third petitions. What is the second petition? Thy kingdom come. What does this mean? The kingdom of God certainly comes of itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. How does God's kingdom come? The kingdom of God comes when our Heavenly Father gives us his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace we believe his holy word and live godly lives here in time and hereafter in eternity. What is the third petition? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is certainly done without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done also among us. How is God's will done? God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every evil counsel and will, which would not let us hallow his name, nor let his kingdom come. Such is the will of the devil, the world, and our own flesh, but strengthens and keeps us steadfast in his word and in faith until our end. This is his good and gracious will. Martin Luther wrote these words to help explain the Lord's Prayer. He also wrote a hymn on the Lord's Prayer, and please turn now to hymn 383, and let us rise and sing stanzas 1 through 4. 383, 1 through 4. text from Matthew chapter 6. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You cannot live at peace if someone declares war on you, if someone is attacking you. This is true of nations, and it's true of individuals. It's also true in our spiritual life. We cannot live at peace until the war against sin and Satan has been won. But that is precisely what we celebrate during this Easter season and what we continually pray daily in the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God's kingdom and God's will bring a true and lasting peace. We are right to think of God as a God of peace. St. Augustine says that our souls are restless until they find their rest and peace in God. And before Jesus went to the cross, he told his disciples, "Peace I leave with you." And right after he rose from the dead, the first time he appears to them, he says, "Peace be with you." Jesus is the Prince of Peace. This week we also remember Jesus' ascension when he goes up to heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and prepares a place for us, a place of rest and peace after this troubled life in this troubled world. There we will enjoy his kingdom in its fullness. Here on earth we have it and possess it in the midst of earthly struggles. The Catechism says, the kingdom of God comes when our Heavenly Father gives us his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace we believe his holy word and live godly lives here in time and hereafter in eternity. Our godly lives here are regarded as perfect through Christ and his atonement, even though our sinfulness still clings to us here. Our godly lives hereafter will be perfect through Christ, because we will be confirmed in holiness and perfection to all eternity. Our earthly peace can never be complete and full. We will always have weakness and worry in ourselves. We will always be surrounded by sadness and sorrow. But that urges us even more to look forward to the glory and peace and rest of heaven by God's grace. Jesus procures the place for us, prepares the place for us, and presents it to us as a present when we enter paradise. It's better than building the most beautiful mansion in the whole world. It's greater than winning any earthly lottery. It's better than any of the best things we can imagine in this life, because our minds cannot comprehend the beauty and rest and peace we will have in heaven. And so that's where we set our hearts when we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." For there in heaven we will join that heavenly family of God's people, with God as our Father, Jesus as our brother, and the Holy Spirit as our comforter. We know that our Lord has gone before us into heaven, and he promises, and he always keeps his promises, "I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." This is a wonderful comfort and encouragement to us as we finish this school year and part from one another. Some of us will see each other again soon. Others we might not see until we reach heaven. But we have this promise and assurance from God that heaven is prepared and waiting for all who believe in him. And we pray that that means you, and the person next to you, and the person in front of you, and everyone here. God's kingdom is among us when we hear his word and trust in it for the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of heaven. Our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord gives us hope for heaven and eternal life. He unites us closely with himself and with each other in the Holy Christian Church. May our Lord Jesus continue to draw us closer to himself, that we may joyfully look forward to that happy day when we shall stand among the heavenly band, singing praise and glory to God, our Maker, Redeemer, and Comforter. Alleluia. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us rise and pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We sing hymn 581. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.